Welcome back to the show with Bala Maddie here on BBM 98.7 FM. I got Riri in the studio with me, and we got a special guest all the way from PNG, and that's Cronus. How's it going, my Bala?
It's going good, bro.
That's good to hear. And we also got DJ Bala Will.
Hey, yo, this is DJ Will up in here, DJ Bala Will. Getting ready, get excited for Pacific Nights, and it's good to have Cronus in Cairns. Welcome to Cairns.
Yes.
Thank you, brother.
So how was the flight coming into Australia?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So before we start, for our listeners out there, can you let them know who you mob and where you from, my boy?
All right. I'm from PNG. I represent two provinces in PNG, Morobe province and the Southern Islands province.
Wow.
The highlands and the coastal part of PNG.
Oh, okay. So how long you been doing music for?
Oh, bro, probably since I was probably 7, 8. Since I was pretty young, yeah. My parents were into music, so, yeah, I followed them around in the church industry, singing around, and then I picked it up from there.
Just a quick question with your background. So Morobe province, Southern Highlands.
Yes.
Okay, where does CSC come in?
CSC is like a district of the Morobe province.
Okay, so Morobe.
Tewai CSC. My parents are both from Tewai CSC. But I was raised in Southern Highlands,
okay.
So I represent this two culture together.
When you started, we've spoken before, you came from a church background.
Yes.
Okay, so it's cool. So very vocal.
Yes.
Singing in church and everything.
It's all about the vocals.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. In other styles, you can get away with other things, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe instrumentals, features, things. All these tricks.
Yeah.
Growing up in church.
Yeah.
No. You have to have good vocals, otherwise they notice.
Good vocals and good lyrics.
Yeah. And then when did you say you started getting more a bit mainstream? To start getting out there in the greater PNG market, greater Pacific market?
2015 is when I started under B-Red Productions, which changed to Block Music, that produced Wame Blood, if you guys heard Wame Blood. Yes, that's the production, the recording production where I recorded under when I started in 2016, 2017. Yep.
B-Rad?
Yes.
He's one of the twins.
No. His B-Red's from Oro. He passed away in 2021. So he's one of the best producers that we had in the country.
Yes.
And he passed away. So he's like a brother to us. So when he started this production, this recording production, we all started.
B-Rad was a singer-vocalist as well?
Yes, he's a singer and a producer.
Who was the, what group he was part of? Because I'm starting to remember that name when I was a kid.
Just himself. That's his band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, to all the listeners, I'm just catching up. Okay, excuse me. All good. Maddie, music style?
Yeah, music style. What genre you go under, my Bala?
All right, well...
just a quick thing. We in North Queensland, we say Bala. Torres Strait Island, Bala. Okay,
Understood.
What do you say for us if we're saying that? If we say Bala, what do you say for us? Brother,
it's the same.
Okay. Yeah. But when you come to North Queensland, you're Bala Cronus Cronus.
How did the name Cronus come about?
Well, so I started studying, I was a fan of Greek mythology. And I used to really like this Greek god Cronus, the god of the Titans. So once I stepped out of church and the church music, and I started the secular coming out publicly and all that, I wanted I want my music to represent something, to mean something.
Yes.
Yeah, so I came up with that name and I built the persona, the image, the person around that name and the music too.
Cronus is Zeus's father, I think.
Yes.
Music style.
All right, so I'm a metalhead before.
Well, yeah, because I can't classify you.
Yeah,
you know, you're everywhere.
I'm a metalhead and a country pop.
Country, yes.
Yes. But being our country, we have to do this our local style just to build a platform for ourselves, and we can try other music styles that we wanted to, just to build a platform. So I did a lot of our local stuff, and then I didn't know that I was good at it, and then started building fans back home, and then
And with because PNG is a really big music industry.
Oh yeah,
lot of the artists out there, and through and but throughout, like your. Like you're one of the big names. Obviously, this is why I brought you here and stuff and everything, and yeah. So what? So what you said? You had the PNG sound. You're having the PNG sound, and then you're diversifying.
Yes.
But you always have a bit of the PNG sound, and so that's sort of your approach in your next albums, few songs, and So
you have international music, but then local content on top. So it's a bit of mix.
Yeah.
Who do you get inspired by, like within the Pacific or further out? Like, you know, just give me a few examples of songs you've done and then if it was inspired by another artist in the Pacific or another artist on the other side of the world, like.
Oh, I think it's just my dad, because my late dad is into. Trying a lot of genres, even though his English wasn't that good. he writes country, he writes a bit of rock, ballet songs, and I'm telling you, ballet songs. He comes up, he's so creative. So even though like his English is, you know, he's still learning, but he likes to create stuff from nothing, you know. So I saw that about him. That's the one thing that I picked up. So once I started, I just tried to be like him, think outside of the box, you know, play around with different genres, not just one style.
Your vocal style, to me, very powerful. Okay, maybe you can describe it technically for us listening and all that. Now, because I think you said you sing in some sort of notes, you know, you were describing that before. Maybe elaborate on that. But my impression for the listeners out there, I believe you're like a. You should be an opera. The way your voice is, you should be an opera singer. That's how I think about it.
Well, because I think I'm a tenor, but I pushed hard to hit not the soprano, but all the way to alto. So when I talk, my voice is like very low, husky. But when I sing, I can hit the high notes.
For the lay people, describe that concept. What is, because we don't know what tenor is, alto. You know, soprano. What is that? Sorry, what?
Like it's music, just like music. Right? Yeah, like so. Soprano is the main. Then you have alto, and then tenor is the high one. Alto is the lower one. So I tried to push not to get to soprano, but I went all the way to the high one.
Tenor.
Yeah, tenor. So when the people hear me talk, it's low. But then when they hear me sing, so is it really you that sang? Because like you don't sound like you sing.
There's two people living in Kronos' body. That's what's happening.
I hope not.
So, Riri, you got a question?
Yeah, so obviously you've kind of built this empire around your kind of musical talent and how you kind of created yourself a brand. I feel like there's a stigma surrounding like songwriting and being, especially, you know, hip hop and all that kind of being super easy because, you know, they just say, oh, you formulate a beat and then get some lyrics going, but it's not like that. So I was just wondering if you could tell us a bit about your kind of songwriting process and how you like formulate everything.
All right. For me, like my headspace in a different world. I get inspired easily just by nature or just by seeing a kid, you know, or like a mom and dad or two lovers walking or just anything. I pick up not just lyrics but notes in my head. Or sometimes I pick up lyrics, but I'm an old school guy. I write everything down on pen. I'm still a pen and paper guy. So I write it down and then, basically take it back. I play guitar and keys too, so I take it back and then I start putting notes together to try to, so I guess I'm still old school on that. But I see them in PNG, they do that. They come up with a beat and then they just put lyrics together. But my process is different because my songs are about storytelling mostly. Yeah. Because from our part, they are different, we've got different sort of people there. Upper classes, middle. I came from the lower classes people. So my story, my music has been about representing my type of people. So, you know, so just to be an inspiration to the ones that are coming up, you know. So, yeah, that's what I'm all about. So there's different classes, so people that has it easy, people that are just okay, but then the people that just...
Yes.
Yeah, so I come from that part of, like, where I'm from. So, mostly, we believe in hard work, yeah?
Yeah.
You really have to, like, put yourself out there. And so, for me, it was music, so... I tried to create a different type of way for me to write.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's all about, I don't know, it's just my head. I don't know how I, but yeah.
It's all about the thought process.
Yeah,
hey,
the thought process,
how it comes through. Yeah. So, first time in Australia, my brother?
Yeah. I came here, I think, 2010.
2010, but here to perform, first time?
No, it was a school thing that we had a challenge.
Oh, true.
And yeah, Melbourne, I think a South Pacific Student Convention and AC Christian Character.
Oh, wow.
But I was young, really young back then, but to perform as Kronos,
yeah,
this is the first
time. Nice.
Yes.
So you're talking about you were a metalhead. What was your favorite metal band?
Oh, AC/DC.
AC/DC, yes. Daka Daka. Oh, what, they always reign supreme, them mob?
Yeah.
So that's where you learned how to play guitar from, or from dad?
From dad.
From dad.
Yeah, you know, he never teach me how to sing or play guitar. He always plays and say, I watched and
just watch and
pick
it up from there. So you're a fast learner when to learn how to play things. Yeah, that's good. So
with one of your latest hits that's trending viral. Well, obviously it's trending. It's viral. The song's viral and it's going viral. Now what's what was the process with making viral, like from from the first you decided I'm gonna make this song to when it completed? How long was it? What was the process you go through? Any comments about that?
I never thought I had fans outside of my own country yet. so then I started having fans outside of the country saying, hey, we really like your songs and we think you're okay. So I thought they were from PNG, so I spoke pidgin back. Like, oh, you know, it's fine. Oh, no, we're not from, hey, like, how did, okay. So I sat down one morning and the same thought process. So it was good because my little brother can play keys really well. So it's just morning we play live, afternoon, just play jam.
Yeah.
So he plays a chord and then I went and I listened. I said, nah, this has to go down, like, because I thought about it. So it's just every guy's dream or like a musician, or even just a content creator on social media, has to go viral one way or another. But yeah, so I guess that's how I came up with that song. But then every time you do something, it tells a story about yourself. So you, if you cry, you want people to cry with you. If you're happy, you want people to be happy with you. Yeah. So I guess that's how I came up with that song.
Other than PNG in Australia, what country are your other friends commenting on social media from?
Oh.
Where were we talking? Where does Kronos need to be?
South Pacific. There's people also in the States requesting and stuff like that.
In the States, USA.
Yes. So, but South Pacific, Fiji, Samoa, Tonga. Yeah, it's got a lot of fans in New Zealand now. So, yeah, doing okay for a local guy.
No, that's a pretty big fan base.
Yeah.
Ree, any questions?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to take a step out of the box here and kind of ask. Sorry to put you on the spot here, but I was going to dive straight in. What is? What would you say is one of the biggest challenges you've kind of had to overcome or face during your journey to get to this point?
All right. Ooh, that was a good question. I didn't expect that. Anyways, yeah. I think my biggest challenge was losing both my parents, 2021. Both of them passed away 2021. Okay. My dad was January and then my mom September. And those were the times I gave up on music, performing back home. Went to the village, you know. It's like I'm gonna be a village boy now. Brought my spades and my knife. I'm gonna do garden. Just gonna stay in the village. But yeah, I guess my mom was the one that always pushed me and she believed that I would get out there someday, and she always prays for me, always had my back. So once losing had father January and then mother on September, I felt like that my whole world was, and I'm the eldest, so I've got siblings to take care of. I've been taking care of them since I was 18, both my parents and my siblings. So once mom and dad left, it's not new, I take care of my siblings, but it's like I lost a part of myself in both of them. Mom's the loving and dad's the, you know, strict guy. But, you know, I know they're up there smiling down, looking at one of their dreams came true, that I even came here to perform. That was just my wildest dream, and no one thought that I could make it. That's, you know, where we come from, you know. That's why. But, yeah, I was on the plane now thinking, oh, mom and dad, you could see me now. Like, if they were here, they wouldn't have slept yesterday. I'd stay till daybreak. Because I remember my first time trying to travel to Port Moresby to play, perform, leave late. Oh, they stayed till morning. I was like, did you guys sleep? No, we waited for you to wake up. And then they even dropped me off at the airport. But yeah, just a typical close. Yeah. We've got a close family. Yeah, but yeah, that was the hardship that I had to overcome. I saw life in a different, you know, way. You're not a man until you go and bury your parents and then you're a man. So that was one of the hardships that I faced.
And you got some family and friends in Australia?
Oh, yeah, a lot, man. Schoolmates, street mates. Basically, everyone came
in. Everyone come to Australia.
Yeah. Brilliant. It was here.
And maybe some of your guys from your neighborhood should come to Australia at some point as well.
Oh no. Yeah. Not from mine.
So another question for you, Bala. Collaborations. Who are you looking at working alongside with?
Oh, well, like I said, I'm open-minded. Like, anyone that's, you know, willing to work, I'm prepared to work, because, like, I'll put in work in my end. I'm ready to go. Yeah. Like, this is just the first door of many doors that, you know, that will open. But, like, I'm a big fan of DJ Noise, I told him. So, like, that's, like, are we listening? We love his mixes, you know, how he mixes some of the songs. Yeah, it's, like, got some pretty cool, unpredictable mixes. So, back at home. Yeah, we love listening to some of his stuff. Yeah. But yeah, apart from that, no, just anyone that would want to give, like, me a shot. I've really not really thought about that yet, because I think capacity is just slowly building, you know, until I get to a point where I can say, yeah, I want to feature you. No.
Same.
But at this point, I think I'm blessed to be where I'm at right now and just keep building.
Nice.
That's what that sounds like. It sounds like a lot of gratitude, gratefulness, and blessedness, and you're keen to explore the art, the music.
Yeah, like this is a different culture. My culture is different as well.
Yes,
we stay rooted to our roots, you know. But yeah, but I'm happy to work. I worked with one of the Garu something to say.
Is this Torres Straits or where's this? Who's this?
He lives here in Australia, not in Cairns, but probably Sydney or Perth somewhere. We did this song, a remake of this song, Hawaiian Girl or something. So he came all the way to PNG. I mean, he saw my clip and said, can you put your voice on a song? So I put a voice on that song. So like I said, from now I'm just at a point where, you know, just slowly building, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if God gives me time and if it's in his plan for me to collab with someone, then yeah.
Nice.
Don't need to talk too much about it, but how many songs you got lined up to release this year?
Oof. Two albums.
You got two albums. All right, so we'll...
Two albums to release.
We'll leave it at that, but okay, so he's making moves.
Already completed.
Already completed?
Already completed.
Just ready for the waiting to release.
And I'm still writing.
This Saturday, you ready for this Saturday?
Oh, yeah, man. We talked about it since February.
Yes.
And I am prepared. We fixed all my... I'm more of a live singer because of the type of music that I like.
Yes.
I'm more of a live performer. I love feeling the beat of the drums and all that. But once he approached me, I was willing to try anything because at this point I'm just slowly building. So I do perform back home, you know, with the DJ and stuff.
Yeah.
So I said, no, it's fine. I'm ready. So I fixed all my tracks. I'm ready to go. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to show people here how we do it back home.
Nice.
But the good part, not the crazy part.
To all your listeners, so if you're just tuning in, so we've got Kronos in the studio. So we're preparing for the event Pacific Nights lineup this Saturday, July at the Jack. So Kronos is live in the studio. We're talking about the event coming up. Kronos is ready. Introducing myself, DJ Bala Will, part of organizing the events. And I thought, hey, let's put Kronos with some of the trending artists from the Torres Straits, and I feel like that would be a great combo for North Queensland. So North Queenslanders, take advantage of it. Come check out the concert. So we've got the whole lineup. We've got X-Bow. We've got MSP, ZMK, ADO, who's trending lately, and Kronos. So we've got all these five singers on stage, and all representing themselves, singing for their fans, and we can predict there'll be a good combination of TSI and local fans, but there'll also be Papua New Guinean fans as well for Kronos, and it's going to be like a big multicultural collaboration, a great event at the Jack.
Too true. Yeah. Anything you want to say in PNG for the mob here in Cairns?
Oh yeah. Well, sing them something. Yeah.
But do a shout out. Talk this in. Let's go.
You're right.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of PNG listeners too.
So family and friends, here we go. We got Kronos. We brought Kronos to you. We brought the king of Momase to you.
That's right. Like you, bro. What I stop on to you, bro. Bro, kare music, bro. Peles kam so. Pela kam na imi amama sam sam sing sing one time, please. Drop by. You play it's our opinion. Mix of island song, Nambi song. Ogrami blam mixim lo don't trap la mumuna boy kai kai na mama strand. So the event bami pla kama bim lem lo Saturday Pacific Nights lo the Jack. You blam sawe mi nu bla le you bla stable binisu you bla sawe. 6 which is Saturday lo this la weekend Saturday 8:30 AM door open. $50, close to me to 50 kina. $50, but me sharing stage on them plenty all Balabli Umilo, Torres Strait Islands. So you play come and enjoy more music, blol. Come enjoy some blah music, blue play at Lopeles.
Yeah.
So you blow some blow Wabek stop, you blow Tari stop, you blow Southern Highlands stop, you blow Mumase stop, NGI, Ogra, welcome you blow Ogra.
Central.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Mogi Central, I didn't talk Central. So come enjoy. And yeah, some blow favorites, you blow from before, come now. Or latest one, blow now, or before one or same. Enough, you come begin, stop one time me. Na ba mi no na gen long askim na wo why pelam yo bil sak veli snap long lay city. Hey y'all, this is Kronos.
Yeah, that was crazy. Riri's here spinning out on that.
Oh my gosh, we're freaking out. That was
and she's a singer herself, so she know when you hit them notes, she felt that.
Yeah, proud soprano over here. Good tenor, eh? Yeah, I heard you talking about it. And I was like, yeah, he knows what's up. He knows what he's talking about.
Respect. Yeah. Thank you, Kronos, for coming in. Just hearing that, I could hear that in the song that blew up for you, Mob, which was PNG.
Yes.
Yeah, so a big song for you and the boys that did as well. I can't wait to, you know, for this Saturday. It's going to be pumping. It's going to be rocking, bringing that good energy vibes. Everybody's going to feel it this Saturday.
You're going to have a good dance, Maddie?
Hey, you'll be like, where's Maddie? You better be here working. But it's there, dance floor. You're the robot.
You and Soul, eh?
Yo.
Once again, guys, make sure you head over to Pacific Night's lineup happening this Saturday. Yep. Again, we've got Kronos from Papua New Guinea, from Momasay, performing at the Jack. $50 at the door, 8:30 p.m. Doors open, and we'll be rocking it till 2 a.m. Don't forget, we've got our local trending artists from the Torres Straits, MSP, ZMK, ADO, and X-Bow. DJ Will on the decks, and we've got MC Joel looking after the event. Pacific Night's lineup this Saturday.
And where they can get tickets, Will?
You can get tickets. Just follow us on Pacific Nights NQ. There's a link around there. Otherwise, just look up on Facebook, Pacific Nights, for the Facebook page. There's links there. And, yeah, you can get them online for $40 at the moment. Otherwise, feel free to still rock up at the door and pay $50 cash. That is fine as well.
Too easy. DJ Bola, Will, Honest, thank you for coming in. Big SO. And I can't wait for this Saturday. And we're going to get to one of your songs, and that's the one that blew up, P&G. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
You heard it right, monkey blood block up in his building. Come with that hot music, making you talk. Talk down, he's sick all of it. Talk, I'm a must know the chorus. One band and knock it, play like take B&G to the top. And top from Highlands, come on my set. South and Golo Island. One love to every tribe and every clan you're representing. Raise your hands, hold it up to the sky, and just thank the Lord for this paradise.
Listen up, let me brag about my homeland. Beautiful beaches, on top of misty mountains. All my culture and traditions. Passing P&G by me strong in my time, yeah. Through these veins, you can't deny it, I'm from P&G, born and raised. You know, I'm repping P&G on any stage. To overseas and back, you claim me one plus other face. Got so much pride for this nation, and you gotta know. Land of the unexpected, yeah, that's right, I told you so. Love for my people, it don't matter where you from. Right from the Highlands to the islands, one love is shown. Let's go.
Listen up, let me back up, I'm a homeland.